From the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA, it's Sunday House Call. Stay with Dr. Barry Dworkin for the next 2 hours, and we guarantee you'll go away learning at least one new thing to keep you on the road to better health. Here's your host, Dr. Barry Dworkin.
Good afternoon and welcome to the February 3rd, 2008 edition of Sunday House Call. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and we're broadcasting live on 1070 CFAX in Victoria, AM 800 CKLW in Windsor, and from the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA here in Ottawa. And the show today is going to focus on some technology, some old technology being used in a new way, and some new technology used in a more innovative way. And with that, we'll be speaking very soon to Dr. Paul van der Stelt from Amsterdam, talking about using dental x-rays, the ones that you already have on file in your dentist's office, and some new software that is available that can help determine whether you have osteoporosis or not without doing bone densities. So very interesting. We'll be talking to Dr. van der Stelt very soon. And Dr. Elizabeth Stewart is professor of obstetrics and gynecology in the Division of Reproductive Endocrinology at the Mayo Clinic and Mayo Medical School, and author of Uterine Fibroids, The Complete Guide, will be giving a crash course on what uterine fibroids are, and also the treatments that are available, including a new treatment that uses MRIs and focused ultrasound to destroy smaller uterine fibroids without having to do any surgery at all or any cutting at all, a completely non-invasive means of treating uterine fibroids. And Mark Keeley will be joining us in the second hour, plus your calls at 1-800-580-2372, 1-800-580-2372. Researchers in the Academic Center for Dentistry, Amsterdam, have created a unique way of identifying patients at risk for osteoporosis by using ordinary dental x-rays. Professor Paul F. van der Stelt and his team developed a largely automated approach to detecting the disease during a three-year European Union-funded collaboration with the universities of Manchester, Athens, Leuven, and Malmo. And I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Paul van der Stelt, Professor of Oral and Maxillofacial Radiology and Chair of the Department of Oral and Maxillofacial Radiology at the Academic Center for Dentistry, Amsterdam. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How common is osteoporosis, and how does it vary with age?
Osteoporosis is quite common, mostly for women, and especially after the menopause, the percentage of women having osteoporosis increases from 20 to up to 70% at the age of 80. So it's quite common in our Western society.
How are the common screening tests in use today to detect osteoporotic change? What is available now to be able to do the testing for osteoporosis screening?
Yes, the screening is currently is mostly done using a so-called DEXA technique. That's a technique using isotopes, which measures the bone density. And another abbreviation for this measurement is bone mineral density measurement, BMD measurement. And that's considered to be the golden standard. So that's what is used mainly at the moment to measure the density, the strength of bone.
When looking at the technique using dental X-rays, what is the basic science behind it, and how do the X-rays then correlate, or the findings within the X-rays correlate with osteoporotic changes or risk?
Yes, the one of the you can see the microscopic changes in the bone in patients who suffer from osteoporosis is that the trabeculae, the small internal bone studs, become smaller, and they become more fragmented and thinner. And several years ago, we got the idea that if this is happening, you should be able to see that on radiographs. And what we do is take a dental radiograph and isolate the trabecular pattern. We do image processing on the radiographic image, and we extract several parameters that describe the texture or the architecture of this trabecular pattern. And And in our research, we have found that there is a very strong correlation between our parameters and BMD, the bone mineral density measurement, which is considered the golden standard, and that's why we think you can use dental X-rays to predict patients at risk for osteoporosis.
Now, with respect to the study you did to look at this, what was the study design and what were the results?
We were able to get 670 volunteers in the four clinics in Malmö, Leuven, Athens, and Manchester. And from all of these patients, we got BMD measurements, but also intraoral dental radiographs. And then we did the image analysis of those dental radiographs, and we did the statistics of these women, these measurements, and we could compare them with the BMD values of these subjects. That was, in fact, the design.
And what was the result? What was there that strong correlation that you had mentioned earlier?
Yes, we the most important parameter was age, which is very interesting because it doesn't cost anything to collect the data about the age of a patient. But we could improve on the correlation with BMD using several of our parameters up to the level of about 80% of correct predictions.
When looking at the considerations for screening in this matter, is there a concern with respect to cumulative X-ray radiation exposure? I read in the article that there was that most of the time when people going to dentists, they're getting these X-rays anyway as a means of evaluating other factors, and that it really wouldn't contribute more exposure if those X-rays were already on hand in the person's record.
Yes, that was the basic assumption we made, that because many dentists in the Western world go on a regular basis to the dentist, and their dentist make dental X-rays that we can use for this procedure, that it doesn't add extra radiation to the patient. In fact, that was the whole rationale of this study, that using X-rays that were already available for something that otherwise patients would have been sent to hospitals, which requires expensive equipment, and it also involves a radiation burden. And I must say that we don't pretend that we can predict or indicate osteoporosis with 100% security, or but we only want to suggest to use this procedure for the to distinguish patients at risk. And if we find low values for our parameters, then we can suggest the patient to see her and sometimes also his family doctor.
Now, what are the next steps in this process with regards to its use? Is this something you will be incorporating into a standard of care of practice? And also, is there information available to the public with regards to looking at this procedure and understanding it more?
Yeah, I think at the moment it's still too early to pretend that we can do this on a routine basis. This was a study that was a very large study, so I think the statistics are very powerful. We have done comparable studies in the past on smaller groups of patients that indicated the similar results. We are now involved in a study where, in fact, we turn around the procedure, where we measure our parameters, and then we try to predict how these patients are, and we do this together with a department in the University Hospital in Amsterdam. So it's not yet something we can use on a routine basis, and we still have to prove that it really works in the real clinical world. But I think it's a good start, and if it works, we can easily provide it in a software package that the dentist can use to calculate the image parameters.
So in other words, they would have a digitized image of their X-rays, and the software just on their own computers would be able to analyze the image and determine on that basis what the osteoporotic risk would be.
Yes. Digital radiographs are becoming more common in dental radiology, so that's not a problem. And if at some point we have established kind of threshold values for the parameters, then it's something that the dentist can use almost without any time taking of his work.
Dr. Paul Vanderstelt is professor of oral and maxillofacial radiology and chair of the Department of Oral and Maxillofacial Radiology at the Academic Center for Dentistry, Amsterdam. And Dr. Vanderstelt, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to discuss this new area of imaging technology, at least interpreting dental X-rays that most people get when they see their dentist, and being able to determine at least preliminary results indicating that there is a good correlation with bone mineral density and determining osteoporosis risk factors.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All the best.